Walter, did you start out on the Strauss stage in this area?
I did way back in 91 and 92. I was in the last Cottonland Christmas that we had here in town. And then about that time, they were building the building that we're in now, which was the Young Troupe. And so I was in the very first production in this building, The Wizard of Oz, played the guard and a jitterbug and danced the day away before moving away and pursuing
You were the guard that danced the jitterbug?
No, I was the guard. I was the guard in Oz, and then I was also a jitterbug.
Okay,
I was saying
that's a whole different version of the,
you know.
But Walter is here representing Strauss Youth Academy of the Arts, and brought with him two aspiring Broadway stars. How about that? We have Robert McCandlish and Grace Cummings. Hello.
Hi.
Interns. Grace, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit why you're on the show today.
We're here to talk about the summer camps that SYAA is having, and we want to invite all the kids to come and join us and have a fun summer.
As an intern, Robert, does that mean that you are a teacher?
Well, mainly we just help the teacher in case of any need.
Interns also have the duties of taking care of the kids as they come in and getting them signed in. They play games with them in the morning.
Like counselors and
it's
all
camp
that.
Counselor.
You're in the middle of part of the camps right now, or the workshops, Grace?
Yes, ma'am.
Something's going on as we speak?
Yes, ma'am. The Just Dance Camp is going on right now, and I've heard wonderful things about it. All the kids are having fun.
And these are local or kids students that are participating, or do you have folks who come from out of town?
We actually have folks from all over. You know, the majority of the kids are from the North Louisiana area, but we have a lot of kids that might visit grandparents or aunts and uncles that are from Georgia, or I think we had somebody all the way from Oklahoma, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, they come in and they want to do something fun while they're here, and I think the grandparents might want to get them out of the house for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
You know how that works.
Yeah, I know. Is this the first summer that we've had these camps? I don't think we've
had... Oh, goodness, no. We've had... this is our fourth summer, I believe, since we've revived them. But, I mean, SYAA and before that, the Young Troupe, they've been doing camps since they opened. In fact, that's where I got my start teaching back in 92, 93. I actually taught my very first camp with Miss Kathy Earhart Webb at then it was the Young Troupe. And I remember it was a Little Mermaid camp, and I taught Under the Sea to 9 and 10-year-olds.
Wow. Okay. We have this incredible show called Frozen, and so that's the name of one of your camps that's coming up, or workshops. Grace, why is it called Frozen?
Well, the focus of this camp is dance. We had a camp similar to this one last year, and it was our most popular one. But this year, we're centering it around the movie Frozen, and Elsa is going to teach princesses to be about elegance, manners, and charm through dance.
I don't understand, Walter, why you didn't get me to come teach the
Yes, of course.
Yeah. We might be looking for someone.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, When you name all those things, and it's me. You know,
many of the students that were involved in this last year, it was Cinderella's Princess Academy last year, and this year it's Frozen Princess Academy. We write a script each year to go with them, and last year Cinderella and I think it was Aurora and Anna from Frozen, a couple of those princesses were teaching manners and etiquette along with
And you thought
dance.
About getting me then.
I thought about getting you then. I did call. You were unavailable.
That's
at the
right.
time. But at the end of the script, it mentions that Elsa is out on the playground causing trouble. And so we're actually going to pick up right where we left off at the end of the script and move forward.
Well, now, Grace, that's not the only one you've got. Before we leave the Frozen, is that for any age, guys and girls?
I guess it's centered more towards girls.
Sure.
For Frozen, but it's for ages 5 to 12, and they're welcome, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And do these workshops last a week, a day, a month?
Yes. It's the dates are July 6th through 10th, and it's from 1 to 4 each day.
Okay. And then we have another called Lego. It's the
Lego Camp, a design adventure.
All right. That sounds fun. Now, what's going to happen there, Robert? Grace. Robert, you're just here because you look good and you're like eye candy. Okay. Grace
well,
knows everything.
Why aren't I on TV yet?
Okay. You have the face for radio, love.
Well, the focus of the Lego camp is the tech portion of theater and stage combat. It's going to teach the campers about set design and construction while using Legos to teach them that. That's it's cool. also going to tell them about stage combat, how to take a hit, punch and kick, and give them without getting hurt or hurting anyone else in the process.
Oh, that sounds fun. I need to take that.
We have a special guest artist coming in that week. His name is Jake Gwynn. His brother Mark Gwynn is out of Ruston, who's also a stage combat artist. But Jake was recently certified nationally as a stage combat artist. And we're really excited to have him come in for that week. And,
now, that can't be for five-year-olds.
It is.
It is.
Really?
It is 5 to 12-year-olds. And what are the dates on that one, Grace?
July 13th to 17th.
So I guess teaching them how to fight without hurting anybody, that's probably a good thing.
It might be. It's a good thing.
And
while Jake is here, another camp starts that week for older students. And that is the Shakespeare Production Camp, which is Henry V, which is one of the things Robert's going to talk
about. Robert, you know something.
Finally.
Yes. Well, Henry V is one of the most popular Shakespeare's history of British kings. The question, we band of brothers, comes from this play. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the second two-week Shakespeare production workshop for ages 10 through 18 for this summer. And it features a lot of fighting.
What is the, I had a question run across my brain, Robert, when you were talking about the ages for the Henry V.
That is ages 10 through 18.
Now, why does that start at age 10 rather than like the other ones start so much younger?
Well, Shakespeare is a little bit more complicated to comprehend. Like cold reading it is very, very slow process. Mm-hmm. I feel like five-year-olds just would not be able to comprehend.
Right.
So we bumped it up to 10 through 18 for high
school.
What
is 10?
Level.
Fifth grade?
Fourth grade.
That seems to be where they're able to at least wrap their mouths around the words that Shakespeare
and
uses.
Understand the plots bit, too. Yeah. All right. So that's three themed workshops, and they're all a week long?
The two younger ones are a week long. The Henry V is actually 2 weeks.
Two weeks. Okay. And then we have one called Wicked.
Wickedly Awesome Summer is going to be focusing on the villains of Broadway right now. And again, it's a one-week workshop. Mm-hmm. It's for ages 5 to 12, and it's the last week of July, which is July 20th through 24th.
Okay.
Its focus is music, singing songs of Broadway. But the way we're going to do that is we're going to explore villains like Elphaba and Scar and some of those famous bad guys of Broadway and have a little fun.
That sounds so much fun. And then there's one other called Yoga.
Little Mudita Youth Yoga. Little Mudita is an amazing little company here in Monroe, and they've partnered with us. They use chakra pillows, that represent each of the chakras of the body, to teach yoga and mindfulness to ages 4 to 12. And they have two sessions coming up the week of July 13th through 17th. That information is on our website, as well as all of this.
Now, what's the age for that?
4 through 12.
Now, can anyone, any child, as long as you're of the right age, attend these camps?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's a cost, of course, for, we don't talk a lot about dollar signs, but it's minimal.
It is.
And
we do have opportunity aid available if necessary.
Okay. So. And where can they find, in a concise manner, where can they find all this information and cost and who to contact? And is that on a website?
On our website, which is www.syaaonline.com.
I bet if you Google SYAA, it'll probably come up, or at least Strauss Youth Academy.
Monroe Youth Theater, Child's Theater, any of that, it'll come up.
Now, let me get back to Grace and Robert. You guys are interns, which means you've been around the theater stage a time or two, and you obviously love it.
Yes, ma'am.
So are you aspiring to do kind of what Mr. Walter's doing, or do you see the lights of Broadway shining brightly in your future?
Well, I personally hope both. I would love to star on Broadway, and I love directing, so I would also love to do that once I'm done with Broadway, of course.
And there's really something to be said for giving back to your community, too, and watch something that you believed in that was such a part of your life.
Yes.
I mean, I know Robert and William McCandless and known them for many years, and I've seen you grow up on the stage. And to give back now as an intern and kind of, that's kind of got to be kind of neat.
Absolutely. I love working with the kids. It really is mind-blowing.
And how fast they learn. And
absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. The fact that they learn all that stuff in 1 week,
mm-hmm.
is really mind-blowing.
Yeah. And what's next for you? What grades are y'all going into?
I am going into the 10th grade.
You're going the 10th in Grace?
I am as well.
Okay. So what's next then for after we're done with the summer? What's on tap for the fall at SYAA?
We have an amazing season lined up for next year that consists of 6 different shows. In the fall, we're actually starting off with a double billing. We're going to be doing 2 shows at the same time. One of them is the straight play Little Women. And mm-hmm. what straight play means is it doesn't have any music
right.
in it. And the Miss Kathy Earhart Webb is going to be directing that one. And she's found an amazing script that not just has the central characters in it, but it also has an ensemble cast in it. So there's room in it for more than just the 6 or 7 that you might think when you
right.
think of the story of Little mm-hmm. Women. And at the same time, we're going to be running the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And while you might be familiar with that, having just 6 or 7 characters in it as well, there is also room for an ensemble in that. So and pull-out moments in the ensemble as well.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. And auditions for those shows will be?
Auditions for those shows are set at August 1st and 3rd.
Okay.
And we'll actually have more information on that as well as an audition workshop, which will be the week before August 1st. That'll be on our website relatively soon and probably toward the 1st of July.
And we can get more information about this, or they can call. Give me that information.
They can call our box office at area code 318-812-7922, or they can visit our website at www.syaaonline.com.
We welcome you back anytime, and if you want to come back and talk about the fall,
definitely.
And especially after you get it cast, come back and some of you guys sing for us and talk to us, and we'd love to have you.
Yeah, we would love to be here. And these camps are a great way to get into the SYAA if you're looking at maybe coming and auditioning for a show. We have 2 huge musicals coming up next season, Wizard of Oz and Mary Poppins as
and
well.
Come and get your feet wet with these
exactly.
workshops and
exactly.
start feeling familiar with your surroundings. And
right.
That sounds wonderful. Well, good luck. And I'm proud of you guys, even proud of you, Walter.
Thank you.
Good old homeboy come make
That's
good.
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.